Well, hello, this is Floyd Ballard speaking, and Andrew Moore. We are racquetball connoisseurs. Racquetball is the most interesting CV game in town. You can play it at USF. There are 6 air-conditioned racquetball courts. There are tournaments. There are even walk-on challengers in the first court. Why do you want to play racquetball? What's the real benefit? Andrew, can you think of some real benefit for playing the game of racquetball besides breaking your ankles?
Well, I'd hope it'd be for cardiovascular, but that breaking your ankle stuff sounds kind of fun. I'm game for anything one time.
Well, racquetball can be played unsafely if you're wild and you're just not using footwork. But if you're graceful, if you are kind of looking at it as a high-speed dance with intensity and a combination of tennis blended in with that, you're kind of understanding what the game of racquetball is all about. Andrew, do you have any recollection of one of your most famous games you've played in racquetball?
One of my most famous games in racquetball? Well, we used to, as little kids, we used to go dance on the racquetball courts. I can't really say. Maybe do flips off the wall.
Well, that's
can't say we've
that's
done much with the racquetball, though.
That's a start. That's a start. That probably is the very beginnings of playing outdoor racquetball, because it started back then with the three-wall racquetball. But indoors, it's 5 walls. It's front, back, side, another side, and even the ceiling becomes a wall to be played in. I recommend you just go over there and visit a air-conditioned racquetball facility and play the game once or twice just to see how you like it. It's an exciting, fast-paced, but very challenging game because you have to make a decision within about a quarter of a second, maybe a half of a second, and then you have to play strategy. But the most important thing is you have to be in shape. Otherwise, it will put you in shape. Thanks very much for this little discussion here. We'll continue on with the next episode in our next lesson.
Okay, thanks, folks.